Blog Talk Radio.
I won't let nothing.
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the stories of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, but she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let nothing
turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you ought to fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
She told us, she said, "Before I take it back, I'll add more stuff."
What about those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image that day."
Nothing.
I won't let nothing, no, turn me around.
I won't
no,
let
no weapon formed against me to prosper. See, there's one thing I know. Sometimes we gotta go through the fire, but it's good to know Jesus will be right there by your side. I'm not gonna let nothing, no, no, no.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep moving, and I'll never turn around. I'm determined, I've got a made up mind, I'm gonna get my crown. She told her, she said, "I won't let nothing, no,
everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Well, well, well. We are well into April the 12th today, and I'm still in the Easter mood myself from last Sunday, because the Sunday before that, we had what we call Palm Sunday, and then we had Good Friday, and the Pope decided he wouldn't say nothing on Good Friday, but to me, all the Fridays have been pretty good. I don't know why that just that one day is singled out as a Good Friday. All the Fridays are good to me. But anyway, I'm still sort of stuck in the Easter mood for a minute. And the Bible is full of incidences about when Jesus was born and how he lived and then how he died that you just can't do it just in one Sunday sermon or just one day to set aside for Easter. And so I'm still in that mood. We welcome each one of you to this program. Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Hope that you had a good Easter season, especially if you had some people come out of town to see you, or you went out of town to see them, or maybe you was already in a particular town and your family just got together for that occasion. Then we hope that that turned out just fine for you, because it certainly turned out fine for us. We always have a Easter gathering where we have Christmas, Thanksgiving. We have it all. And plus, this coming Sunday, probably some of the churches have their highest attendance. They always have the highest attendance on Easter, AME, so like AME Church, Easter, Christmas, and, you know, Thanksgiving. You have, but Easter is one of, and Mother's Day is one of those big days for attendance. And there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe some of them decide to come back. Maybe some of them missed it and some of them stay in. And maybe from that moment on, they'll go back to church. But normally, Easter, boy, it is really one of the biggest church days of the year. But I'm hoping that some way, somehow, that in all the Easter eggs and the Easter bunny and all that kind of stuff, that you found Christ, that you recognize what Christ is all about, not into all this marketing and everything that was done. And there's nothing wrong with that you can't avoid it. And that's what I keep trying to tell people, don't fight it so much because you can't avoid it. Just keep the proper attitude, keep the proper focus, and you'll be able to make it through it. There's some people just so negative about it when somebody says, are you going to get your Easter frock? Or you can get your, no, I ain't into no Easter. You can't find it in the Bible. And it's just that, nothing, and everything. You know, that's a nasty attitude to have because ain't nothing in the world you can do about that day. It's going to come and it's going to go. People are still going to go to go shopping and buy a new dress and shoes and all that kind of stuff. You can't get around it. So stop being so negative and accept the day for what it is and do the best that you can, but don't ruin it. Don't ruin it for nobody else. I always like to say that. Don't ruin it. Don't ruin things. I just don't believe in Christmas. Well, don't believe in it. Stay out of my face, because I do. And you keep trying, like a Scrooge, you keep trying to ruin everything for everybody. And that's not only for holidays, but that's like day. It's like a day. It's like every day. Some Mondays or something, I can be talking to people. I say, well, how's your weekend? Well, just like all the rest of the weekend, but nothing special. It's just a, come on now. All my weekends are not the same. I'm telling you. So quit being so nasty and so negative. Maybe that is the way that you live and everything. But I know something happened on this weekend that don't normally happen on any weekend, or somebody came by or somebody said something good to you. But we got so many just honorary, low down people who just can't find nothing good in nothing. If you ask them how many eggs you want this morning, they said, give me two. And I want you to boil one and fry the other. By the time you get to the table, they grouch you back. Oh, you fried the wrong one. They just, some kind of way, they can't find no happiness in no day or no whatever. And that's a sad situation. They die in that state. They die in that grumpy state. And that's a sad situation. But Easter was one of those days where it's supposed to be sort of a fun day. Now, get back to this thought where you say that Easter ain't in the Bible, just to get that cleared up before you go string it out somewhere and get yourself embarrassed. In Acts chapter 12 and verse number 4, Acts chapter 12 and verse number 4, before you go out and just sort of be ignorant and trying to tell people about what you can't find in the Bible and God never ordained it and all that kind of stuff and everything, before you just get too silly with that, in Acts 12 and verse number 4, he says that when Jesus had apprehended him, he put him in the prison and delivered him for the quartermaster and the soldiers to keep him. He said intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. So the word, there ain't nothing to worry. You can do about the word. The word is in the Bible, in Acts chapter 12 and verse number 4. So don't get to running off somewhere and running your mouth and then you get caught. Just show me in the Bible. I know there was one passage, one somebody in the Bible kept telling me, show me in the Bible where it says that David was a prophet. Show me in the Bible where David was a prophet. And they just went on and kept on ramping. And finally the individual took him to the book of Acts and it said it just as plain as a nose on your face that David was a prophet and this, that, and other. So before you go out on one of these religious tantrums, before you go out on one of these situations like, the Bible says there'll be rumors of wars and everything, and that's when the world's coming to an end. And they over there in Ukraine and some other cranes fighting and everything. Well, you know, that's what the Bible said. Before you go downtown telling everybody that, read your Bible. Study your Bible. And then spring come around. You know, I've been living over 70 years, and I've seen every spring the same thing happen. It's because God is so consistent. The trees always start budding in the spring. Always have and always will, because that's what he do. And, people say, well, you know, the end of time is coming because you can tell by the budding of the trees. But, you know, before you get in your family and try to defend that and try to this religious episode or whatever it is that you're on, let me encourage you to do something. Read your Bible. Don't be ignorant all your life. There's no merit to all of that stuff that you're talking about. The Bible says that when Jesus is coming back, he's coming back as a thief in the night. He didn't say he's coming back no bud, no trees. And he didn't say he's going to come back about no wars and rumors of wars and things like that. If you read, you just won't be caught off guard and you won't be so negative and so ugly with the Bible if you read the Bible right. If you read the Bible in a consistent manner, from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, don't go through the Bible and just pick out a verse. The Bible says if your right hand or something offend you, cut it off. Don't be ignorant all you. That's not literal. That's a figurative statement. And I see you talking about some other sort of things that the Bible don't say. But I don't see you cutting your hand off. I don't see you doing some of those kinds of things. So I would encourage you. I would encourage you right now. I can't express this enough. I would encourage you right now. Start reading the whole Bible. Don't go in the book of Matthew, pick out one verse, and then just start trying to beat everybody over the head with it. See what happens above that verse that you're reading. See what happens beneath that verse that you're reading. All of us have some pet scripture. All of us have some pet scripture that we have. We was listening to somebody the other day who was, GBQ, whatever you want to call it, gay guy. He was saying that Jesus freed Lazarus his friend Lazarus, he made all that associate to gays coming out of the closet, and God approved of it, and he wants you to let it be known who you are and feel better about yourself and all of that. Read your Bibles. Don't get in a crowd and just pick out something to make your situation better and to make it fit the Bible. See, that's what we try to do. Sometimes we try to make the Bible fit our situation, but what we need to do is let us fit the Bible situation. So I guess my message this morning is I'm still sort of stuck on the resurrection of Christ, but because the Bible says if Christ be not risen, he says here's four things that he says, and the lesson will be yours for that. He says if Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 10 through 22, he says if Christ be not risen, he said your preaching is in vain. We have no authority to be preaching what we're preaching if Christ be not risen. Secondly, he says your faith is in vain. What do you believe? Then he says that you will not be the dead will not be raised if Christ be risen. And then finally, he says, and one of the very important things is, he says, if Christ be not risen, he said you're still in your sins. And Jesus said, for if you're still in your sins, where I am, you cannot come. Father, we thank you for this past Easter week, but I'm going to continue to preach on Sundays about your resurrection. Matter of fact, we celebrate that every Sunday because we take up the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Most people say, well, when do we celebrate the Passover? Every Sunday we celebrate Passover because we take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. So don't just separate that and throw it to the side. Easter is not over. He is risen. The question is, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. I hope you have a super-duper week, and Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again.